Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about breaking the chains. You are more than your circumstances. Let's get into it. This week, we are exploring how to break the chains, the limitations that we have on ourselves, whether that's circumstantial, whether that's something that is hereditary. Life has a way of placing chains on us. Chains of fear, chains of doubt, chains of poverty, pain, or limitation. These chains often come from circumstances we did not choose, where we were born, what we lack, what we endured, or what others told us we could never be. Over time, those chains can feel permanent, convincing us that our present reality is all we ever know. But you are not your circumstances, and I'm here to remind you of that today. You are not the weight of your past, not the label others have given you. You are more, so much more. Within your lies, resilience, creativity, strength, and that untapped potential. You were not created to live bound down. You were created to live free. So we are going to explore every avenue of breaking the chains in your life that have tried to define you. It's about choosing to rise above hardship and refusing to let your environment dictate your destiny. It's about rewriting the story of your life and being courageous, having faith, and having this level of relentless determination. Nothing can stop you. You'll discover how to identify the invisible chains that are holding you back, how to confront the lies you believed, and how to step into the mindset that empowers instead of limits. You'll learn that while your circumstances may shape your starting point, I'm here to remind you that they do not define where you will be at the finish line. So you have to have faith and you have to believe that you are more than your circumstances. So this episode today will be an invitation to freedom, to see yourself as capable, worthy, and unstoppable. And as you're journeying through this podcast in your life, my hope is that you begin to believe this truth. The chains can break, the cycle can end, and your future can be greater than your past. So the world doesn't need you to shrink underneath the weight that you're going through. It needs you to rise in spite of everything, in spite of your pain, in spite of your fear. This is your time to break the chains, to step boldly into your potential, and to live as the powerful, purposeful person you were always meant to be. Let's face it, we all have a story. A past filled with challenges, limitations, expectations, and often unfair circumstances we were born into or endured. Maybe it's a difficult upbringing, a past mistake, a limiting belief that was handed down you from generation to generation, or a current situation that feels like quicksand. You feel like you're stuck. It's easy to let those things become our definition, to let the chains of the past dictate the potential of our future. But the raw, honest truth is that your identity, your worth, and your power are not bound by your current or former situation. So this episode isn't about ignoring reality. That is not what we're doing here. It's about getting real and raw about the courage it takes to recognize those chains, the mental, the emotional, and the situational ones, and providing relevant strategies to break free and step into the boundless potential of who you truly are. So we will explore just different ways, different mindsets required to break those chains and get rid of those ties and claim your true identity. So this conversation today is about resilience, the liberating truth that you are more than your circumstances. So let's take a deeper dive and go through the chains that binds us, the chains that we need to break. They are often invisible, believe it or not. They are mental and emotional narratives based on external events. So different chains can be your belief that you simply were, you know, born to think that way. They were defined before you even started. Your family's wealth, your education, your background, or the neighborhood you grew up in. This chain whispers you can only go so far. So that's the chain of origin, origin, what you were originally brought into, your circumstances. So that is so critical. That's just the natural path that you are projected to be in. But you have to challenge your level of thinking and understand that you are more than the chain of origin. You can go so much further. You don't have to limit yourself. You can break those chains. So there's another chain that I want to tap into. And this is the chain of past failures and mistakes. We all have them. I don't know anyone that's perfect. I don't know anyone that's never failed at anything or made a mistake. And if they're telling you that, 9 times out of 10, they're lying. So the belief that a single setback, a poor decision, or a regrettable action defines your character forever, that's so false. That this chain holds you hostage to yesterday's mistakes. So you have to have an open mind and understand that we fall down, but we get up. And the mistakes of yesterday's, don't hold yourself captive. Let that chain go. Break that chain. Learn from your mistakes. Take it as an opportunity to figure out, okay, I really dropped the ball there. I really made a huge mistake there. But you know what? I'm better than that. So I'm going to push forward and I'm going to do things a little bit differently this time around so that I don't get the same results. So that is a teachable moment, but it's not something that should still be holding you hostage for your mistakes of yesterday. So there's another chain I want to get into, the chain of labels and expectations. So this one is deep. And this is simply the belief that you must conform to the roles others have assigned you. You're the underachiever, you're the caretaker, you're the troubled one. These chains are suffocating your true identity. Just because someone has labeled you that based off of a moment in time, you are so much more than that. And you owe it to yourself to break the chains of labels and expectations and tell yourself you're not the underachiever. You are the achiever. You're more than a caretaker. You're going to care for yourself as well. And you're not the troubled one. You had your moments where you were acting out, but that is behind you. You are on the straight and narrow. So you are not the chains of the labels and expectations. And here's the biggest chain, the chain of current struggles. Allowing a temporary financial difficult moment, a health issue, or a chaotic situation in your life to convince you that this struggle is your permanent reality. Let's just take a moment to really dig into this. So life presents us all problems and circumstances and situations. And sometimes some situations can feel heavier than other, whether it's your health scare, concern, you know, whether it's financially, you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. You don't know how you're going to make it to next week. The first is coming, rent is due. I get it. I understand the current chain of current struggle. That is reality. And sometimes you can't see past it because of your current situations. But I'm here to remind you to hold on. You're going to be okay. Keep pushing. There's a brighter tomorrow. And don't lose hope. Don't allow this chain to steal your hope, to steal your joy. Know that it's a temporary struggle. It may be current, but it's not your forever. So there's liberating truth in knowing that your circumstances and events that you experience, they are not your true identity. You don't have to stay there forever. So it's time to get rid of those chains. And the only way to get rid of those chains, here's a nugget, you have to shift your mindset. You have to break the chains that require, you know, you to think differently, a shift in your foundation and how you view yourself and your power. You have to reclaim your power and understand that while you cannot control everything that happened to you, you have absolute control over your response and your next step. The most powerful way to shift your mindset is really identifying who you are. Separate the circumstance from the person you are. You are not a divorced person. You are a human who experienced divorce. Hello. You are not a failed entrepreneur. You are a human who learned a valuable lesson in business. Your essence remains whole no matter what you go through, no matter the breakup, no matter the financial hardship. Your essence is still amazing. I don't know who I'm speaking to that's listening to this podcast today, but your circumstances, your situation, your past mistakes, your past failures, your past shortcomings, you are more than that. You still have a beautiful essence to be whole in spite of. So you have to do one simple thing, that's embrace the pivot narrative. Like, that's one of my greatest strengths. I'm able to pivot. So when a negative circumstances happen, you have to treat it as a plot point, not the conclusion. It's not the end game. So every major character in a great story encounters different setbacks, big ones. These aren't chains. They are different things that you must go through to pivot, to make your next move. So just because you're down financially, just because you're down on your luck, just because you've experienced some hardship, that does not mean that that is your final destination. You can pivot your way out of that circumstance, but you have to identify what it is. You have to be strategic and analyze what's happening here. How did I get here? Take a step back and just re-examine how you can do things better. That, my friend, is the pivot narrative. You have to embrace that in order to break the chains, in order to change your narrative. So acknowledge the pain. The pain is real. We're not telling you to forget about your pain, that pain didn't exist, that person didn't hurt you. The pain is real. So acknowledge that pain, but release the hold after that it has on your life. Don't suppress your emotions associated with that chain, but do stop letting that circumstance run your life. You have to get out of operating that way and honor the feelings, whatever that is, whether that's grief, anger, sadness, and then you have to actively declare that you are moving on. You are moving ahead. You got to do it. So let's talk about the essence of breaking free. This is how you start hammering away at those chains and stepping into your true self. So you have to get courageous and rewrite your narrative. Write down your story. You're constantly telling yourself about your limitations. I'm stuck here. I can't be more. I'm never going to be good enough. And focus on your strengths. I've been through so much greater before, so much worse. And because of that, I am now resilient. I am determined. I am wiser. I am stronger. I am a better person. So rewrite your narrative and speak that positivity in to your life. And if you need any additional assistance, my book, Reframing Your Thoughts by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy. You won't regret it. So I want to get into another strategy. You have to do something small that directly contradicts that chain that you're facing. If the chain is debt, take one small disciplined action to save money. If the chain is isolation, intentionally reach out to one person that you feel you could, you know, speak to. Sometimes we draw back and isolate ourselves when we experience things. So you want to take a healthy step to reach out to someone that will be supportive and in your corner. And these small victories can be huge wins for you. And most importantly, identify your circle. Filter that circle out. Identify people who constantly, you know, reinforce your limiting circumstances. And they say, you always do that. You're just like your mother. You're just like your father. And they don't think highly of you. They're telling you that you are the chain. So you want to isolate that circle and limit your time with them and prioritize people who see you for the person you are becoming, the people who see your potential, not the person you once were. So also positive affirmations. I am huge on this. Use the powerful I am statement that affirms your true identity, not your circumstances. For an example, I am capable. I am resilient. I am worthy of success. I am the architect of my future. So speak them into existence until you actually believe them. And most importantly, until they come reality. I love positive affirmations. I love the power of I am. I start my day off with that every day, and it's done wonders for me over the past few years. So seek out some new experiences, do something you've never done before, put yourself out there, and that helps your mind, you know, move through the boundaries of your life and gives you a wider like thought process. So these new experiences, they build new pathways for you and they weaken the grip of your old patterns. So know that you're not bound. Your chains are only temporary. You are more. You are more than what the doubters say about you. You are more than your past mistakes. You are more than your current financial situation. You have to believe it and you have to simply invest in yourself and choose to be more. Choose to open up your mind, open up your heart, open up your spirit to what you can be, your potential. That's the only way to break free from that bondage, from the chains that are holding you back. It's time, beautiful souls, to walk in freedom. The chains that once held you may have been heavy, but they were never stronger than the power deep within you. So every story of pain, every season of struggle, and every limitation you faced has not been the end of you. It has been the making of you. Your circumstances may have shaped your path, but they do not define your future. You are in control of your future, and you have the ability to reclaim your narrative, to take control for the future year. So this episode has reminded you of one thing. Your unshakable truth. You are more than your circumstances. You are more than the labels, more than the setbacks, and more than the doubts. You are capable of fully rewriting your story, breaking generational curses and cycles, and creating a life of purpose and freedom, breaking the chains of poverty, breaking the chains of doubt, fear, desperation, anxiety. This is just not a one-time event. It's a daily choice. Every day, you get to decide whether you will remain bound by fear, negativity, or the weight of the past, or whether you will rise up in faith, in truth, in courage, and most importantly, in resilience. Every step forward, no matter how small, is a step into freedom. As you move forward, just remember that you are unshakable. Never underestimate your strength. Believe in your vision in your heart that is possible and keep pressing forward. Even when the road is hard, because of the very fact that you've come this far, that proves that you have what it takes to go even further. So celebrate those victories and lift your head up and straighten up your back and walk boldly into your future. The chains are broken, the weight is lifted, and the freedom to live fully is already yours. So go and live it. And because of this, you are more than your circumstances. Breaking the chains is a fight that is so worth it. A fight you were born to win. The magnificent truth is that your soul is limitless. Your potential is unbound. And the moment you decide to drop the burden of your past or present circumstances, the chains fall away. You are more than the labels, more than the failures, and you are more than what you've been through. So what is one chain you would choose to break today? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this profound conversation here on Real Raw Relevant. Remember to reclaim your power, break those chains, and step into the incredible future that is waiting for the real you. Until next time, keep shining bright. I'll see you next time on Real Raw Relevant Podcast.